Now, with the news in detail, is Eilidh Sheehy.
EU leaders and the US President Donald Trump are due to hold talks online on Ukraine later today, 2 days ahead of his summit meeting with the Russian President Vladimir Putin in Alaska. UK and NATO leaders have also been invited to take part in the video conference. Yesterday, EU leaders said Ukraine had an inherent right to choose its own destiny and that international borders must not be changed by force. The Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky, who has not been invited to attend the US-Russia summit, said last night that his country must be included in peace talks.
As for the negotiations, they are important at the level of leaders. But it's impossible to talk about Ukraine without Ukraine, and nobody is going to accept this.
Last night, the White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt told reporters that the summit would be a listening exercise for President Trump to hear what Mr. Putin had to say about Ukraine. She said the face-to-face meeting between the US and Russian leaders on Friday would give Mr. Trump the best indication on how to end the war.
The president is agreeing to this meeting at the request of President Putin. And the goal of this meeting for the president is to walk away with a better understanding of how we can end this war.
The United States has offered a $5 million reward for the arrest of the Haitian gang leader Jimmy Charizier. It accuses him of being responsible for human rights abuses, including violence against U.S. citizens. Charizier, a former policeman, heads an alliance of gangs in Haiti dubbed the G9 family, whose members are accused of murder, robbery, extortion, rape, targeted assassinations, drug trafficking and kidnappings. The alliance participated in an organized assault last year that ultimately weakened political control of Haiti. U.S. prosecutors have charged Charizier with conspiracy to violate U.S. sanctions by soliciting funds from Haitian residents in the U.S. The U.S. attorney for the District of Columbia, Janine Pirro, said anyone caught giving money to Charizier would face the full force of the law.
Haiti is a hot spot right now. There is incredible violence going on there, which is why the State Department has gotten involved and why we have made the decision to make it very clear that we're coming after you if you give money to Charizier.
The Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has said Palestinians will be allowed to leave Gaza as the military prepares to expand its offensive. Mr. Netanyahu denied in an interview with Israeli media that people would be forced to leave. Israel controls Gaza's borders and has prevented many from leaving the territory. The Trump administration has scaled back a key U.S. government report on human rights worldwide, significantly softening criticism of some countries. Among such nations are El Salvador and Israel, which human rights groups say have extensive records of abuses. Instead, the widely anticipated 2024 human rights report of the U.S. State Department sounded an alarm on the erosion of freedom of speech in Europe. The report section on Israel was much shorter than last year's edition and contained no mention of the severe humanitarian crisis or death toll in Gaza. A 30-year-old man is due to appear in court today, charged with murder and attempted murder following the death of another man and the serious assault of a priest in County Down. The body of 56-year-old Stephen Brannigan was found in a house in Downpatrick on Sunday afternoon. In another incident, Canon John Murray was attacked at St. Patrick's Church in the town. And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Get ahead with Grant's most innovative heat pump, the Arona R290. Home heating for the next generation. Visit grant.ie.
Mist and fog patches this morning will give way to a warm and humid day. Showers, some heavy, will move up from the southwest this afternoon and evening. There may be thunderstorms. Highest temperatures will range from 21 to 27 degrees.